You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Here's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 27th of May 2024. The Australian share market did rise today, up 0.8% on the S&P ASX 200, 7,788. It follows a bit of a sell-off last week, so for all of the day's market action, including what to look forward to, I spoke with Raymond Chan. He is the head of Asian Desk at Morgans. Raymond, the US share market is closed tonight for a public holiday, yet shares here rose. What drove the gains?
Well, the Australian share market followed a US rally on Friday. So with S&P 500 close to retest its record high, so it certainly sent a lot of excitement to the market over here. However, I'm a bit cautious about this rally given the US holiday tonight. And also we have the very important, the release of the Australian retail sales tomorrow.
Over the past few weeks, there have been some wild swings in interest rate expectations. What's the latest for both the US and Australia?
At the beginning of the year, the market expect the Fed to announce 4 rate cuts. This expectation has now been dialed down for sure. And the US economy has been experiencing a significant growth, largely driven by a surge in factory construction. This boom initiated by what they call a CHIPS Act, essentially to bring back the chips manufacturing from Taiwan and rest of the world back to US, has increased the manufacturing building. Construction from an average of US $74 billion per month back in 2020 to now over $200 billion per month, basically triple the previous level. So that sent high inflation number and the growth. But despite this, this momentum is now slowing and a decline in annualized rate is expected over the next 3 years. So what we're seeing is this anticipated slowdown known as soft landing will eventually send the Federal Reserve to cut rates. So this development is very relevant to us because the RBA cash rate at the moment is a bit over 1% above the Federal rate. So it's unlikely we see our first RBA rate cut until the Fed starts its rate cutting cycle. So we are reassessing the interest rate outlook and anticipate the Fed will cut rates by 1 to 2 times toward the end of the year, with RBA announcing its first rate cut in February 2025.
What's your latest thinking on China? I note today that profits from China's industrial companies rose 4.3% in the 4 months to April compared with a year ago. To what extent are things improving there?
Yeah, Ricardo, despite the negative sentiment, the China economic figures have been improving since the Chinese New Year, supported by the government infrastructure project and other stimulus policy. And among all things, I think the upcoming China Third Plenum scheduled for July will be the most significant event. The reason I say that is historically, the Third Plenum often marked the significant policy change. For example, back in 1978, we have what they call a reform open up. And in 1993, on the same event, we have what they call a restructuring of the loss-making state-owned enterprise, as known as SOE. And 2013, well, a bit over 10 years ago, we have what you call a market reform. So those are very big policy shift, all announced in such a forum. So the market is hoping there will be some pro-business reform being announced in July. And if that be the case, you know, such as, you know, some sort of housing support will be mostly welcomed by the market. And certainly, I feel in some way will benefit our economy here.
Okay, so we've got profit reporting season still a few months away, but right now, I guess companies are getting investors and shareholders prepared with what's called confessions season, right? What's your take?
The Australian confession season continue with a high number of companies like Sonic, Telstra, James Hardy, Reject Shop, Nufarm, Eagers Automotive, et cetera, issuing disappointing guidance over the past couple of weeks. In fact, this confession season has already sent the earning estimate down a little bit from the February reporting season. If we look at toward the end of March to now, the ASX 200 industrial earning per share growth has down from 6.6% to 6%. However, that's the end of the bad news because we're seeing 6% earning growth remain very respectable in the current slow environment. So overall, yes, it's a confession season we're in at the moment. However, I remain very positive about the Australian market.
And where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
One thing I note, which is quite different from the past 2 years, is since the beginning of the year, we are seeing a diminishing correlation among stocks within the ASX 200. So what does that mean? It means the market, all the stocks are unlikely to have a broad-based rally or broad-based sell-off as often as we have seen about a year ago. So the market is moving into more like a momentum market, into what we call a stock picker market. So in a stock picker market, the two things I'm looking at is I would love to be in a company with strong fundamentals and also love to see the company with undemanding valuation. So among, you know, all the sell-off that we're seeing at the moment, one of the quality company like APE, Aegis, Automotive, I find it pretty interesting. To start with, you know, this is a well-established company. They are one of the market leaders in Australian car dealership, you know, ranging from your Honda, Toyota, to your Mercedes, to your Porsche. They account for 11% of market share. And also they have exclusive right to sell BDY in Australia. What more is they hold a respectable property of over $600 million with a quite, you know, solid balance sheet, you know, the interest coverage only 3.5 times. So they issued a guidance below the market expectation. However, now the share is trading at 10 times with dividend yield of 7% projected. Certainly, this is one of the stocks I would love to position myself in the current sell-off.
That is Raymond Chan there from Morgans.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.